Today we read from the first chapter of John, the 49th verse. Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, today I'd like to tell you about someone. I'll call him Theodore. Anybody here with a person named Theodore? Good. Maybe we can all relate to his situation. Theodore was discouraged. When he thought about the state of the nation, it seemed that nowadays you couldn't really know what was going on. Deceit was the rule of the day. Leaders often met secretly, made secret agreements, and decided how meetings would go before they were ever held. The people who were supposed to be open and telling the news came out with conflicting reports, depending on their viewpoint. Politics and corruption seemed to go hand in hand. Nor was it just in high places that guile and deceit were practiced. Theodore had noticed all around him, people were often putting up a front, wearing masks, concerned about the country but basically self-centered, yet wanting to appear good to others, unwilling to make any sacrifices. He wondered, was it that way back in the early days? In the days of our forefathers? Well, Nathanael, that's Hebrew for Theodore, might well have wondered these things when he thought about Jacob, the father of his nation. Ah, yes, Jacob also knew about guile and deceit, didn't he? Jacob had deceived his own father into giving him the blessing of the firstborn. And it had cost him, too. He had to run for his life when Esau found out. Yet even then, God came to him in a dream and promised to be with him, to make of him a great nation, that all nations of the earth would be blessed through his offspring. You might say God's goodness overwhelmed Jacob. And years later, when he was returning home again, he did not try to deceive his brother, but openly sent messengers ahead of him to Esau. About that time, God changed Jacob's name to Israel, which means strong with God. And the nation that he fathered became known as the children not of guileful Jacob, but of the children of Israel. Perhaps Nathanael was occupied with thoughts like these, with Bible in hand, so to speak, when Philip found him, saying, "The promised one of the Bible, the one Moses and the prophets wrote about, we have found him, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now what really disappointed Nathanael was that the promised Savior should be found in a dusty merchant town like Nazareth. Merchants were renowned for their guile also. What would you think if someone said, "I found the one who is going to win the November election and solve all of this country's problems, selling used cars in Iron Ridge, Wisconsin"? Well, Philip used the same answer that Jesus had used earlier that day with John and Andrew. He said, "Come and see." And when Jesus saw them coming, he said, "Here is an Israelite, not a child of guileful Jacob, but of Israel, in whom there is no guile." Honest Nathanael did not throw up his hands in false humility and say, "Oh no, you can't mean me." Instead, he replied, "How did you know me?" Jesus' answer floored him. "I saw you under the fig tree." And suddenly Nathanael knew. He knew that Jesus knew him as no one else did. It was no coincidence. "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You think this is something? You will see more than this. You will see the promise to Jacob fulfilled, and angels going up and down the ladder to heaven. Yes, you will see the one in whom all nations of the earth will be blessed." Now, does all that seem far removed from us today? And yet you and I have paused in our school day and come down here to see Jesus too, haven't we? Now, I can't see all the thoughts with which you entered this building this morning, but He can. He knows you better than anyone knows you. Those times when we have thought about and been bothered by all the corruption, the deceitfulness, the cheating, the selfishness in our world, in our nation, and most of all, in ourselves. He has read our thoughts then. In Psalm 12, He promises He will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever. By His atoning blood, He protects us from ourselves. By His gracious presence, He protects us from all others. He says, "You think this is something, that I know your thoughts? I have made you a child of Israel, a son of promise. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." We all know how Nathanael responded. And now it's time for us to respond. Let's sing supplement hymn 718, stanzas 1, 4, and 5, and make Nathanael's response our own. "His peace be with you." Amen.